Okay, so we're holding now the Kutei Eitzes. Emes Emuna Eitzes Zayin. So Elo B'nei Adam, these people, Hamachishim Kol Hanisim. These people, they deny miracles. When miracles happen, they deny the miracles. But I mean, what do they say? They say, Shakol Derech HaTeva. They say, everything's natural. They don't want to see Hashem. They just blame it on nature. When they see a miracle happen, he mechasem hanes them derech hateva. Same people, when they see a miracle happen, they say, "Oh, that must be. Oh, that's natural." Shoyim they say, "Shuzet derech hatfarim. This is natural." Heim pagmin b'munamai. They damage the munah very much. Upagmin b'tefilah. They also damage the tefilah. Uba Eretz Yisrael and in Eretz Yisrael. Like you mentioned earlier, all these four are connected. By Nisim, Emuna, Tefillah, and Eretz Yisrael. Right? So when one damages one of them, they damage the rest. Right? We say when one fixes up one of them, they fix up the rest. When one damages Nisim, how do you damage a Nis? When one denies that a Nis happened, a miracle happened, Hashem made a miracle, they say that everything is Teva, everything's nature, everything's natural, and they take Hashem out of the picture. These people, they destroy the aspect of Nisim, which destroys the aspect of Emuna, Tefillah, and Eretz Yisrael. They hate Ma'arichan and Sagos, and they lengthen the exile. Ches. Lefi hismatz emuna, according to the lack of emuna, kein hasaras p'nei Hashem. So too, Hashem is concealed from us. And when Hashem is concealed from us, what happens? The charen apay chas Hashem, that we feel Hashem's wrath. When Hashem removes His presence, then the midas hadin takes over. When He removes His presence, the midas hachesed, then the midas hadin, the strict judgment kicks in. And what's one of the worst ways of strict judgment? That the tzaddikim hide themselves from us, and they don't guide us. They're not willing to take leadership. The tzaddikim run away from leadership and honor. The world does not have a true leader to lead us to come close to Hashem. So what's day? So what do? There are people who are lacking emunah. Therefore, Hashem's obsessed. Hashem is hiding tzaddikim who could help us get to the tachlis. So what do? What's the etzah? Al yidei through shemeshabrim hakas brachmanas, to breaking the anger with mercy, which means we really want to get angry. We have a reason we really want to get upset. We feel we're right. This person was wrong, but we said, "No, I'm going to have rachmanas. I'm going to have mercy on this person. I'm not going to get upset at them. I'm going to put Hashem into the picture," which means now we're gaining emunah, and we want, even though Hashem is hidden over here, we want to bring Hashem into the picture. Then we strengthen the emunah, and then it takes Hashem's anger away. Through this, Hashem's anger gets sweetened. And then once Hashem's anger is sweetened, and then He's shining midas hachesed, hatzadikei emes mekabel hakavod manhigos. Then we merit that the tzadikim are willing to be in charge and to lead us. V'zeichel lemanig amitu, who can merit a true leader, sheyavi kol echad ol tachas amitu, who can bring each person to the true tachas. So through a lack of emunah, Hashem said, "Oh, the lack of emunah, I'll also hide myself." Hashem hides Himself. And when Hashem hides Himself with midas hadin, He hides the tzaddikim from us, that they can't get us onto the right path. But if we strengthen ourselves in emunah, specifically through breaking our kash, we want to get angry. So you know what? I'm going to remember Hashem's in the picture. I'm going to have rachmanis. I'm going to have mercy. Then Hashem's anger subsides. Hashem shines on us, and He shows us, teaches us the tzaddikim. He lets the tzaddikim get honor, and they take power, and then they can help us get to our true tachlis and come close to Hashem. And so now, middle shmiras halashon in parak, still more to the beginning of parak. The Medrash says, "Amar Reb Chagai, ein hanegoim ba'im ala alashon hara. A person only gets saras from speaking lashon hara. That's why the whole parsha we had last week, the whole mitzvah, all these different types of saras, has ria also a mitzvah, all comes from the avera of lashon hara." Says, "Ein hanegoim ba'im ala alashon hara. They only come for this one reason. They don't come for any other reason." Tevi l'chashu again. We'll bring a proof. Miriam Tzadikas, she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. She got saras. Like it says, "Zachas asher asa Hashem lekachla Miriam." Remember what happened to Miriam, and it says that Miriam with Tzadikas, the simon for all by lashon hara. Like the pasuk says, "Remember what Hashem did to Miriam." Amar Reb Shimon, "Ma Miriam Tzadikas, the Miriam Tzadikas, she loy nisgavu lemer lashon hara. She didn't really intend to speak bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. Ella rather, dibra b'shvilachia l'tevasi. She spoke about her brother for his good. כך איזה רשעים שמחבלו מרמי לשון הרע על חבריהם, but those rishonim that they do intend to speak lashon hara on their friend, lach bechayim, to cut off their other person's life, al agas kam v'kam, all the more so sheyachter hakadosh baruch hu as lashonim, Hashem will cut their tongues. Shenemar, like it says, yachrish Hashem kosim chasei chalakas, Hashem will cut off all the lips of those people who smooth talk. Like just like we find them by the meraglim, that they died a horrible death. The meraglim despised that they spoke lashon hara about Hashem, about Eretz Yisrael, and really was speaking lashon hara about Hashem. That Hashem said he'll bring us into a good land, and he's not bringing us to a good land. And it says, "Vayemusu ha'anashim matziyah di Yisrael." Those people who spoke lashon hara, they died. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, "Shemesu m'misu m'shuru," they died with a unnatural, unregular death. What does that mean? What does the Gemara say? We know the famous Gemara. Their tongue stretched out, and it reached until their belt, until their belly button. What was the punishment for the people who spoke lashon hara about Hashem and about Eretz Yisrael, the spy? Tongues came, worms came out from their stomach, crawled out from their tongues, and went into their belly button, and that's what killed them. That's the punishment of the miraculous. That's what the Rebbe says. It says that their tongues stretched. Their tongues stretched till their belly button, and the worms came out from their mouths and to their tongues, and their tongues went into their belly. That's how the meraglim died. That was the reward they got for speaking lashon hara. And it says, look how much we have to learn from the meraglim. It says, like the Gemara says in Eruchin Daf Tesvav, someone who said Matzis Shemra on stones on a land of Eretz Yisrael, this is what happened to them. So it said, Mr. Shemra on his friend, Al-Achas Kamka. From here we can learn the great, huge punishment and the blemishes that come on a person and all the other evil punishments that come on a person from speaking lashon hara. From this we should understand the opposite also is true. Because we know, me the Tevim Meruba. The good, the reward, is always many more times than the bad. We learned that and the Makos, right? The reward is always 500 times more than the punishment. So Chavos Chaim says, if this is their punishment, someone who gets to speak lashon hara, imagine the reward for someone who protects himself from this bad avera. That's the end of Parak Hei. Baruch Hashem. Now, Baruch Hashem.
Chapter 6.
Yes. Baruch Hashem. We try to look at the positive. We don't speak lashon hara, Hashem's going to help us. Good. Now we're holding in Gemara Beitza, Daf Beis, Amud Beis, 2b. And we're still trying to figure out what's Shatter and Mishnah. It's good?
How come there isn't been so loud today?
Chavos Chaim speaks about it. We're not working. We're not. First of all, the Chavos Chaim says two things. So Rav is asking, why there's no Taras today? So first of all, the Chavos Chaim says two things. He said, we're not worthy to have Taras on our skin. It was a very strong thing, because you speak lashon hara, you got punished. Which we don't have by other mitzvahs. We don't merit. You need to have
there
a sukkos.
There's population in the world.
Huh?
Okay.
No, actually,
there's two things.
The amun in the world, it's a revelation.
Yeah, but we're not sechah. Right, we're not sechah. It's a major revelation. Yeah, it's a sukkos to have tzaraas. You see such clear clarity on Shabbat Shachar.
If something grows on your arm, you'd be like, you never say it again.
Yeah. So we're not sechah.
You
part of the
code. Really, you don't have the fear.
And that thing, almost, the chassan, you almost don't have the fear. But Hashem only did it in this. So Chavos Chaim brings out, he says, we're not Zeicha. Once the Mitzvah were destroyed, we need a Tzchus to get Tzaras. Like we're saying, it's a Tzchus to see so clarity Hashem. So we're in Golos, that Hashem's hiding. Chavos Chaim also says, yeah, that. So get a coin, we'll call the coin to come. Call the coin to get out the
wall. The walls at the first is the first stage,
right.
And so
on.
Then it goes to your clothing and then it hits your body.
Yeah.
And isn't the one third of the way there?
Yeah.
Now,
get the coin to come.
And isn't this one the stage? The first stage is the tzara on the body, the second on the clothes, and the third on the highest level in the house.
Yeah.
Because when you on the skin, you can cover. You can cover the tzara. And the clothes, everybody see. Yeah. And in the house, you have to take everything out before the corn comes.
Well.
Yeah. So they say, your neighbor comes and says, please, can you give me a spoon, borrow me a spoon? And he says, no, I have no spoon.
Right. So the Chavetz Chaim also says that even though we don't see Taras, we don't merit to see the Taras, Chavetz Chaim says somewhere that you should know that your neshama does get Taras. Neshama gets Taras. We're not saying it's true. It has to be for halachically to be mitzvah. It has to be on your skin. Chassai is saying something deeper, that spiritually we still have a spiritual blemish inside. It's not going to be Torah. We're not going to send you out of the camp for it. But even though we don't see it because we don't merit to see it, we should know that the neshama does get Torah when we speak Lashon Hara. It doesn't make you mitzvah. We're not going to send you out of the camp. It's not halachically mitzvah. However, when the neshama gets Torah, it's also not so good. It's a contamination of the neshama that you can't learn. You can't daven properly.
It doesn't have to do with embarrassment.
It infects it, but you don't see it. It's not the same level as beyond the body. It affects it. Maybe it doesn't infect it enough to send you out of the camp. Good. Stay like that. Fine. Let's see now. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi said, we're holding now. I think Mar Beit, we're in the sugi. We're deep in the sugi over here. We're still trying to figure out this first line of the Mishnah. It says, Beit HaShanah V'Yomta, Beishavi says, eat the egg, Beisel says, don't eat. We're still trying to figure out what's wrong with this egg. What does this egg do wrong? What's wrong with this egg? The first day of Yomta, what's wrong with this egg? Kadr Nachman, he said, you know what's wrong with this egg? Mukta. Since you weren't, this chicken was set aside for egg laying, and you weren't planning on eating it, the chicken is mukta, and the egg is mukta. What's in wise question of Rav Nachman? Yipshah is very nice. But what's the question of Rav Nachman? What's the question? Why only talk about the egg? The Mishnah should also speak about the chicken. If it's really an issue of mukta, and this issue applies to the egg and to the chicken, right? So why didn't the Mishnah talk about the chicken? Therefore, we don't like your pshat. That's the Gemara said. We don't like your pshat. Good. Comes Rabbi, comes with a new pshat. Let's see the Gemara. Ella Amar Rabbi. Smack in the middle of the page. Ella, rather, what's rather? We don't like your other pshat, the other pshat. So Rabbi's saying, Ella, rather have a new pshat. Ella, my Rabbi. Lo, I don't really. It's really not a mukta chicken. It's a chicken which you were planning on eating. So what's the problem with the egg? There's a new problem with hachana. Not the same problem we had until now that you didn't prepare it so it's mukta. Here the problem is that it wasn't designated during the weekday to eat it on Yom Tov. That's the problem. Rav is coming with a new problem. It's because of Hachana. Anything you want to eat on Shabbos or Yom Tov has to be designated for the weekday. That's called Hachana. It has to be prepared and designated that you're going to eat. You have to say, I am eating from this food. Mikan on the Eichel Amachar. It's Rashi. We have the Gemara later on. If not, it's undesignated. It's considered Mukta. And therefore, this egg, since you didn't necessarily know about it, it still is going to have an issue of mukta. Not the same mukta we talked about until now. We asked you, what's Fred's question? And we said in Abad Aleph that if the chicken is not mukta, the egg is not mukta.
We're talking about when it had a fun on Shabbos to the situation.
So he's saying, Rabbi is telling me that it's being prepared on Shabbos. Uksama Rabbi. Kol beta the Messiah in that.
But even you're saying, even if it's not a Shabbos Yom Tov situation, just a regular Yom Tov, this egg was born, like it started out in our Mishnah, you're saying since you didn't designate it ahead of time, you can't eat it because it's mukta.
It's a mukta because it's considered mukta according to Rabba. It's considered mukta, but a regular yom tov. But one second, what was that? But and a regular yom tov wouldn't be a problem because
according to Rabba,
because Rabba holds that it ends up being finished. The gemara is the day before. So therefore, if you designated it from the day before you wanted to eat it, it's a good designation because you're already finishing the process of being a.
Let's say you didn't know it was going to. Again, the same question we had before. You didn't know this was going to have an egg
According to what
Yaakov
Bar Nachman said,
I know. We're not going there.
Every single day,
there's a certain kinds of chicken.
Right, because we're going. What's
you
the
know your chicken?
Yeah, but let's say
this chicken 3 days. You know
this chicken you don't know. This chicken you don't know.
It could be you don't always know for sure. Yeah, 3 days, 4 days. Get to know your chicken. Stop chicken.
If it's that kind of chicken, you don't know for sure it's going to be an egg that day.
You can't prepare it. Yeah, but once you prepare it, though.
You can't prepare it.
But anyway, you could, because once you. Let's read the Gemara. I hear you're asking a question. You're asking that, according to Rabbah, every Yom Tov should be a problem. Every Yom Tov. Well, why are you only saying Yom Shabbos after Yom Tov? You're asking every Yom Tov should be a problem because it wasn't prepared. It wasn't prepared during the Chol.
Prepared in terms of you designated this egg that's going to be born is going to be for.
Right.
No, not necessarily. The prepared here, we're talking about the natural occurrences of the egg being formulated in the.
But chicken. No, but he's also saying.
The preparation he's saying. The Chiddush of Rabbah is that even if it's not Bidei Adam, Bidei Shamayim, it's still considered a Chana and he's not allowing it to happen on Shabbos.
But both, it's the they don't want to make a mistake
both.
Between
both
a Yantiv preparing it before a Shabbos and a regular Yantiv. They don't want to get people confused.
Correct. But right. Okay, well, wait, well, hold on. Good. Hold on to your question. It's good. Let's see the Gemara.
So, really, Rabbah's going according to Beit Shammai?
No, Rabbah's in Mesillah.
In regular Yantiv.
Yeah, because that's the case. It's according to everybody, because we're saying the case, we switched the case now. Originally, we were talking about a tiny Gailas, which was for to lay eggs, which means it's Muksa. Now we're saying it's not an issue of Muksa, because this tiny Gailas is a Medes La'achila. So every Shabbos Mitzvah, everyone would agree. It's about, that's what we're switching. We're switching now.
Friends, what's
going to be? That's the one. I know. Yeah, he's asking a question. Yeah, I agree with your question. It's good. Let's see the way. We'll see clear. Let's see the Gemara. Elam Rabba. Really, it's considered a tiny garlic which is made for eating, and therefore there's no issue of mukta here. This chicken itself is not mukta. Ubiyamto shagali is achar haShabbos askina, and we're dealing with a case. Where it's Yom Tov after Shabbos, u'mishum hachana, and we're dealing with the issue of hachana, which means what? That it was not designated and prepared. You didn't speak out and prepare it from before Shabbos, which means from a weekday. Why? Why can't it be I prepared it for the weekday? Why can't it be I prepared it on Friday? Let's say we had Friday Shabbos and Sunday's Yom Tov. Like we're gonna have Shavuos. We're gonna have Shavuos is coming. We have Shabbos. The most Shabbos and Sunday's Yom Tov. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is Sunday, right?
If the egg
laid on Yom Tov on Sunday.
This is how
fun it
happened in Shabbos.
Good. Now, what are we saying? So we're saying, we have an issue, it was not prepared during the week like we're going to see in a minute. Because some of the rabbi holds, Kol Beitza the Mesiyala Ha'idna, every egg that's born now, which is born now on Sunday, may Etzmo Gavala from yesterday it was completed. That's first of one scientific thing that rabbi holds. If the egg is born today, it must have been completed yesterday. So that's first, which means the egg was completed on Shabbos. Right? So Rabbah is going to quote this reading. To Amar Rabbah says, "My dechse, what does the pasuk mean when it says, what do we learn from the pasuk when it says, Fahaya bayam hashishi tehechinu es asher yaviu? And it was on the sixth day, and they prepared what they brought. Right? If you look at the fancy one on the side, which hopefully by now most of us have, what's the what pasuk say? But Tar Al Shem, the full pasuk, referring to the month. When did they collect the month? Friday.
Where is the pasuk located in the fence?
On the bottom right.
Bottom right.
Tar Al Shalim.
Oh, okay.
V'haya bayam hashishi, and it was on the sixth day. Techinu es asher yaviyah. They prepared what they brought. Bayam mishne was double. Asher yilkutu, what they would collect yom yom every day. They would go out and collect the month. They would collect double month on Friday, right? So what's Rabbah understanding from this pasuk? It's understanding from this pasuk that you're supposed to designate everything on Friday for Shabbos, which means for Yom Tov also. The Torah is telling you Shabbos as an example. It really means Yom Tov also. Rashi says Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Torah calls right Yom Tov. The Torah calls Shabbos, correct? Which means that. You have to prepare for a weekday for Yom Tov, which means, well, let's see the Gemara. Chol mechin l'Shabbos. For the weekday, you have to prepare for Shabbos. I mean, you have to designate things. Rashi explains that doesn't mean you have to prepare. You have to designate things. The chol mechin l'Yom Tov, and during the week you have to prepare for Yom Tov. that any Yom Tov Mechil is Shabbos, but Yom Tov cannot prepare for Shabbos. Alright? The ain't Shabbos Mechil Yom Tov, and on Shabbos you cannot prepare for Yom Tov. I mean, you yourself can't prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos to Shabbos to Yom Tov. So now, what's the pshat, Rabbi? So what's, how do you explain your Beis Hillel? What are you trying to explain to me Beis Hillel holds? Let's see Rashi. The Rabbi. I'm sorry, I'm Moshe Machano.
Where? First one on the line is Hamutah.
Hamutah, about 15 lines down on the narrow lines in Rashi.
Crossing the Gilead and Shas.
Depends on who you are, fun. Oh, fun. Yeah. So, got it? Moshe Machano. So, what did the Aleph Bach say? Moshe Machano, who? The Asrila. Beis Hillel. This is why Beis Hillel makes it Asr. Because then Farish, like we're going to explain, as we go along, that the reason why Beis Hillel is there, it's you're not allowed to move it, is because of the issue of Hachana, that it was not designated during the weekday. So he said, Rabahold, Chol Beitza, every egg, the Mesialdir Ha'idna, which was born today, now on Sunday, after Yom Tov, after Shabbos, Me'ed Mogamrila was finished yesterday. Now comes Rashi and asks the question, so what's your issue? That you prepared during Shabbos? I didn't do anything. I didn't prepare on Shabbos for Yom Tov. So the Avol Gavin, even though the Midei Shemayim, even though it was Midei Shemayim, this preparation was done from Shemayim, this egg was being completed on Shabbos, Midei Shemayim, still Usr. It's Usr. Why? Why is it Usr? Not because it was prepared on Shabbos. It's not my problem. It was Midei Shemayim. I didn't do it. Why is it? What's the Isser here? The Be'ina that we need calls to Udas Shabbos, every meal on Shabbos, was Udas Yom Tov, and the Sudas of Yom Tov, Shiyu Mezumanos, they should be ready, Umuchanis, and prepared, Mibo'oi the Yom, while it's still day, Shalchal of the weekday. The issue over here is not that it was prepared on Shabbos, because I didn't do that, it was from Shemayim, there's no such problem. That can't be the problem, Rashi says. The problem is that it wasn't prepared during the Chol. It wasn't prepared during the weekday. Which means, the fact that this egg was completed on Shabbos, that's not my problem so much. What is my issue? Today we're making it slow. What's my problem over here? What's the issue over here? The issue is not that it was completed on Shabbos, right, Yaakov? That's not the issue, because that issue of Hachana, that Hachana that we usually talk about, preparing from one day to the next, that Hachana we can't be talking about. They're preparing from Shabbos to Yom Tov. I didn't do it, but they should mind. So what's our problem? We're not saying that you did prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. We're saying you lacked preparation from Chol. That's the issue here. Since you lacked preparing it from Chol, that's my issue. So therefore, that's why egg. So what's our case in the Mishnah? A Beitza that was born on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to what? Because since sometimes you have a scenario where Yom Tov's after Shabbos, like this coming Shavuos, your Yom Tov is on Sundays after Shabbos. And then if it laid the egg, it means it was prepared on Shabbos, be the Shemayim. And since it wasn't prepared during Friday from Chol, therefore that's why you're not allowed to eat this. Because it wasn't prepared during the weekday. Right? So that, first of all, that's Rabba Shita. Rabba, first of all, we'll go with Rabba that the egg was completed yesterday, which means it had to be completed on Shabbos. It was not completed any days earlier. If it laid on Sunday, it must have been it was completed on Shabbos. It wasn't completed on Friday, first of all. And second of all, Rabba learns, everything has to be designated from Friday, from Chol. Right? You can't designate things after Chol. Even if it's Midei Shemayim, it must be designated for Friday or early. So let's see Rashi, friend. The Rabba, the Asar Bahachana, She'ina Biyadayim Mamish, and Rabba who says, there's the Isra of Hachana, even though it wasn't with your hands. Meaning, what Rashi mean to say? Meaning, we're not saying you did Hachana with your hands, you prepared about Shabbos, that's your issue. He's saying you have an issue of Hachana for not doing something with your hands. Right? For not preparing it on Friday. He says, you could have an issue of Hachana that you didn't do with your diet. The fact that you didn't, you lacked preparing with your hands, that's the issue. That's who's going to have a problem over here. And we said, Rabbah goes according to his reading. L'tamei da'amar Rabbah v'psachim. For this passage, that you have to prepare everything and designate it while still Chol, while still Friday. So Rashi, we had a point to realize the Yalif Mehacha. So Rabbah is learning for this passage the Muksa deraisa. All Muksa according to Rabbah is deraisa.
Is that a minority opinion?
Yes, for sure. Everyone else holds Muksa as the Rabbana. comes Rabbi and he's learning muks out of a pasuk. He's saying the muks is the Torah is telling you collect them on a Friday because they're telling you you must prepare everything on Friday and designate it. Whether it was not designated, let's say by food, that you're going to eat the food or everything, that's muksa. So all categories of muksa are all muksa according to Rabba Midaraisa. They're all muksa because you lack preparing them for Friday. I mean, every muksa is really a lack of preparation. It's muksa machas are a kiss because I don't want to use it. It's muksa machas itzra, muksa machas gufa. But he's saying, all muksa by him, it's all because you lack mentally preparing it, physically preparing it on Erev Shabbos. And he's learning for this pasuk, by Chinas Shiraviyu. You must prepare everything on Friday. If not, it's muksa, the rice. But obviously, all the other, we don't hold like that. We hold the halacha, muksa, the rabbana. But it's interesting, Rashi points out that, he points out to us, like it's really why I'm talking that if he's coming for a pasuk, he means it's the rice. Not just being like a smachti, he means muksa is the rice. It's fine. So what did the pasuk say? Ve'chinu es asher yaviyu. So what does ve'chinu mean? Ve'zminu, prepare it. Could go ahead, for example, if it's food, according to Rabba, you must eat every food you can eat on Yom Tov. Mikan ani oichal machar. It'd be pretty hard to be able to grab like all the way. Imagine every food, every single thing you do. Go open your fridge. I'm eating the whole fridge. So I'm going to eat the fridge. I'm eating from here on Yom Tov. So we do it like it to a certain amount, but according to Rabba, it says mikan ani oichal machar, which is going to be even more later. I'm eating from here. Now Rashi explains right away that Rabba, even though the Gemara sounds like Rabba, it sounds like if you read the words. Sounds like Rabba's issue is you prepare it from Shabbos to Yom Tov, right? If you just read the Gemara loosely, it sounds like Rabba's issue is you prepare it with your hands from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Rashi, that can't be the issue over here, because you didn't prepare it over here, right? So it can't be the issue that you're preparing from Shabbos to Yom Tov because you didn't do it, and it can't be. And also, Rashi says, why can't the Pasuk just teach me that you're supposed to prepare on Friday for Shabbos? Just simply, that you're supposed to cook on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. A mitzvah to cook on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos.
Yeah, I'm reading that Rashi where it says Rabba, the Asra Fanga Sheena Bikana Mamash. Right?
Going back one second. You're going back, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going back. And I'm reading that as even though it wasn't prepared with your hands actually, it's still Asra.
Why?
Because
it's true. You're saying true, but and go to the next step. Wow. Even though you didn't do the Akhana and it was Bidei Shemayim, it's still Asr. Why? I didn't do anything. Why? Because
it wasn't from Chol.
You lacked Chol. That's why I was explaining the Rabbi. I was just explaining what he's saying. Saying even though you didn't do anything Bidei on Shabbos and it was all Bidei Shemayim, we still had the issue because it wasn't from Chol. Exactly. I'm agreeing with you. I was bringing out the next step. Good? Perfect. Fine. Let's see Rashi Bechim. That his minu has to be prepared. Could go in mikan ani oichal amachar. For example, to say I'm eating from here tomorrow. The imi shemachana biyadayim. Now, if this issue over here at hand is that you have to prepare with your hand, the lema and the pasuk is trying to teach you sheyefu v'yivashu v'aydayim that you should cook and bake on Friday. That's all the pasuk is teaching you, right? It's not teaching you have to designate everything. Maybe it's teaching you simply a mitzvah to cook on Friday for Shabbos. I don't need that behedik. I already have a pasuk explicitly that teaches this to me. The pasuk says, "Tofu of." I have a pasuk already. Rashi Weiss says, "Zayin Chav Kimmel." Elu rather has mother pekama. Rabbi is learning this pasuk is teaching you have to prepare it by the mouth. You have to speak out the preparation. Uch, so the pasuk says, "By Yamashishi." When do you make this preparation? When do you make this preparation on Friday? Ustam Shishi, a regular Yam Shishi, regular Friday. Chol uschol. So the Adra Rachmano. Was through the Shabbos. So either the Torah is making it through the Shabbos Chashav, or they switch the gears. But Atzur Chorachman, the Torah needs. She has that you should prepare and designate the stuff while it's still day during the weekday, while still Friday weekday. We want you to designate and prepare and say, "This is what I'm eating on Shabbos," according to Rabbi.
How can you designate the egg if you don't know it's going to lay one of
No, that's the problem. That's why your egg is going to be Aster. That's what, according to Beis Hillel, your egg will be Aster. Since the egg was finished on Shabbos, right? And you didn't designate, you didn't, let's say, know to designate it on Friday. Or you can't designate it really on Friday. You can't designate it, let's say, on Friday. Well, see, you can't designate it on Friday, right? Therefore, when it comes Yom Tov, you can't eat this egg because it wasn't designated. That's exactly Rabba's problem. It was never designated, this egg, even though it was born on Sunday, it was never designated from Friday to eat this egg on Yom Tov.
Isn't Rabbi really introducing a new idea of Hachana?
Yeah.
It's not just Neila here.
Yes.
Yes, the new one's
on the wrong day.
Yeah. 100%. Rav is a whole new.
It's Shabbos, right. It wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, he's not in the world of muktzah, the regular muktzah we were talking about until now. It's muktzah that you can't move at Hamas because it's hachana, because it wasn't prepared, it wasn't designated. It's a whole new thing, right? Rav is coming with this.
It looks like Rav is rejecting Rav Nachman's shot that the chicken doesn't lay eggs every day. It looks like Rav's chicken is laying eggs every day. Because that's why he's saying Dabka has to be on Shabbos.
Oh, Rav?
Yeah.
Rav is his favorite. We hold Rav holds that it doesn't. Rabbah Tameh says it's the Rabbah.
The chicken's laying eggs every day, and that's why the case is that the chicken that is on Yom Tov because the egg was prepared the day before Shabbos.
I'm not sure.
Otherwise, we wouldn't need it to be Yom Tov before Shabbos.
I'm not sure. I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't that also hold that? For a second day Yom Tov, like in Swiss hearts?
But they're also right. Of course, the Rabbah, you have to appear from before, from Chol. You're right. You have to appear. From Chol. I'm not sure. I have to see. Think about it.
Can you designate something and then not eat it?
Yeah, fine. You don't have to eat it, but you designate it. It's for eating, so it's not set aside.
Isn't that
one
enabled
to feel?
Designating something that you have to eat?
No, every time she has something else. Every time she has different. It's a little bit different. Every time she is allowing you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's a different thing. It's different.
Every time Shabbos to Yom Tov. You could prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos.
If you make Erev Tav Shilas.
The Gemara says any Shabbos between the Yom Tov. That way it doesn't work. It's not Erev Tav Shilas.
Right.
What do people normally do?
Nothing. You can't do anything. You can't start cooking until Yom Tov. Like now. But this Shavuot is going to go on Matzah Shabbos. That's it. Prepare your food for Friday, or just cook on Yom Tov night. I don't know, whatever. You can cook on Yom Tov, but Shabbos you're not prepared for Yom Tov.
Anything,
nothing.
Cooking,
nothing. You can't set the table. You have to wait till Shabbos goes out. You start late. The soup is start. Anyway, Shavuot starts
Shabbos
very late.
Shabbos is higher than Yom Tov.
Shabbos is higher than Yom Tov, but also Yom Tov the Shabbos. Different levels of kedusha. Yeah, yeah.
Yom Tov.
Shabbos is higher than Yom Tov. You can't cook from Shabbos onto Yom Tov. Right, so which means anyway, Shavuos you come home late from shul because you don't finish davening Ma'ariv until anyway you don't make Kiddush till 72 because you have to finish the 50 complete days. You wait until 49 complete days. Anyway, it's a late start.
Right.
So whatever, I tell you in shul they can start setting the table. Anyway, to me it was fun.
What you can't do that until you light Yom Tov candles.
You could set the table beforehand. I'm saying.
Yeah, after Abdullah.
Right, you have to make Havdalah first, and then light the candles. Right. You don't really make Havdalah, you make Yaknahaz, you don't make Havdalah.
Yeah, but it's a mix.
So you light the candles first.
You can, right.
You can't.
The woman, she can light the candles for Yom Tov.
Yeah, right. The lady doesn't have to wait till the husband comes home. Once it's ready time, the husband's gonna be in shul till later. Shul is much later. Shul is next. Right. Also, you need a fire for Friday. It's existing Friday. That you could write the Yom Tov, and then she could start setting up before that because shul ends very late.
There's no time that you have to light Yom Tov candles. You light the candles anytime. Light at 11 o'clock at night if you really want.
You're supposed to light them right away.
Right.
Technically, I don't think you ever answer. it's a good shayla. I don't know. I'm not answering shayla. You're asking shayla. I don't know. It's supposed to be before the suda. It's supposed to be before the suda.
Going to
the
suda, you come home
with
my rabbit told me.
And eat something by the suda. It's better to eat something by the candles.
That's right.
You're right. Yeah. Fine.
You can buy the candles or come home and light them. It's a benefit from them. Sit by them for 20 minutes before you go
yes,
to bed.
Yes, do something. Yeah. Nachon, exactly. Eat by somebody. Good. Fine, very good. So let's see Rashi. In Yom Tov Meichel Shabbos, you can't prepare for Yom Tov Shabbos. Why? Because now, how do we know that you have to appear from the Chol for Yom Tov? The Pasuk only told me you have to appear from Chol for Shabbos. The Pasuk was told me from Friday to Shabbos. Come Rashi says Yom Tov Nami Kari Shabbos. Yom Tov also the Torah is called Shabbos. See, even though this Pasuk is teaching me you have to prepare from Chol to Shabbos, it also means you have to appear from weekday to Yom Tov. And there also, but yeah.
Okay.
The Ein Yom Tov Meichel Shabbos, beginning of the Rashi.
Okay.
The Yom Tov, so Rashi is pointing, what's Rashi trying to tell me? Yom Tov is called Shabbos. Because Yom Tov Nami Kari Shabbos, so therefore that drasha of Rabbah that teaches me you have to appear from Chol to Shabbos also teaches me you have to appear from Chol to Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. So, good. Therefore, Uba'i Su'udasai, your Su'udanis has mana. And you said you need to prepare it from before. You must prepare it during the weekday. Now Rashi throws in a question. And he really explains it, like he's really trying to explain, he has a question. Right? What about we have an egg that's born on Sunday? When was it prepared?
Shabbos.
So I hate allowed to eat that egg. Rashi tells, since it was prepared b'day shemayim, I didn't do anything, it's mutter, they're prepared. What was the whole issue? The whole issue was, you have to prepare from Chol to Shabbos or Yom Tov. You don't have to prepare from Chol for Chol. You have to prepare from Friday for Sunday. Right? So Rashi brings that again. The issue here is not the preparation was going on. The issue was that it wasn't prepared for Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that's Rashi says. It's not important. But Lai Shaykh was one. Zokta halacha, you have to prepare it. Hilkach, therefore. Be'ever b'Shabbos ba'am, on a regular Sunday, regular first day of the week, a regular Sunday, less long than Mesar, there's not for us to make us our beitza shenol the egg that was born on it. Right? Why? It's going to be day Shemayim, because it was prepared with day Shemayim. And so therefore, there's no issue that it was prepared on Shabbos. I didn't prepare it, but they prepared from Shemayim. The suda is chol, lo yasukha rechman as mizimim ba'idyat. You don't have to prepare a suda from chol, from while it's still chol. So it's shayach u'muksa, it's no muksa, it's a regular weekday, it's not muksa, you didn't designate it, it's muksa, there's no muksa, achol. So again, Rashi is bringing out the point that there's no issue from egg on Sunday, because there's no issue over here that it was prepared on Shabbos. It's not our issue that it was prepared on Shabbos. The issue was usually that it wasn't prepared on chol. For Sunday morning, we don't care if your eggs were prepared from chol. There's no issue of muksa over here at all. But it's not like when it's Yom Tov. Yeah, but if you didn't prepare it, it's considered a mukta. Or Shabbos is considered a mukta. Therefore, egg born on Sunday is going to be fine.
Can you eat on a weekday an egg that was prepared on Shabbat?
If it was prepared on its own, not if I prepared, not if you prepared. If it was prepared naturally from Shemayim, that it was finished on the day before, and now, right, it was finished, the egg became finished becoming an egg on Shabbos, and now it was born on Sunday, you're allowed to eat on Sunday. What does that mean, prepared? What do you mean by prepared? Prepared physically?
No.
But Shemayim, it's fine. Because as long as you didn't do it, it's fine. Because you didn't prepare on Shabbos. Right? So then it's okay. Our whole issue was until now was for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to prepare for the weekday. So that's the issue. Well, over here, there's no issue. You don't have to prepare for a weekday for a weekday meal. So what's Rabbi's pshat? Before we go to the question, what's Rabbi's pshat? What's Rabbi's pshat? What's the pshat? What's the pshat of the Mishnah? Let's get clear. What's pshat of the Mishnah? Where? Mishnah says a beta that was born on Yom Tov, a beta that was born on Yom Tov, you're not letting it eat it. Why? So he's saying because it was finished yesterday. And so while it was finished yesterday. So that means it wasn't prepared from Chol. It's prepared on Shabbos, and it wasn't prepared during the weekday, and you have to have it prepared during the you have to have it prepared for the weekday.
So what was a weekday before
the Yom Tov? Then the week where you say it should be mutter. Comes in where
well,
it says
Gzeira. Gzeira, the Yom Tov Shabbos.
Right, so all Yom Tov is gonna all Yom Tov is gonna be Aser.
Because of a Yom Tov following the preceding Shabbos.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry. Are you talking about Yom Tov following Shabbos?
He's talking about Yom Tov Ba'amai.
So a Yom Tov, just a regular Yom Tov falls on Wednesday, let's say.
I hear what you're saying. It's permitted. I agree. However, not
permitted.
You're saying that they made
a yeah, go ahead.
They made a Gezerah purposely for Shabbos. One might forget and think that, oh, it's just a Shabbos on Yom Tov, so I can eat it. So they made the Gezerah of Shabbos following or preceding or following or before or after Yom Tov.
So you would hold on a, you're saying on a Wednesday Yom Tov, Rabbah would say it's still usher to eat. Is that what you're saying?
Rabbah would say it's still usher to eat? I would think. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the next Gemara. That's the next line, a few lines anymore. Why does it say, our Mishnah didn't differentiate. Our Mishnah didn't say only a case of Yom Tov after Shabbos. Our Mishnah said, Beit Shnod to be Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. All across the board. That's going to be the next Gemara. You're going to get to it in the next. Come on, fine, we'll stop here.